Welcome to episode 36 of the Business Catalyst Podcast. I'm your host, Brent Weaver. This month, I have a little bit of a special treat for us. I've brought together five of some of the top partners in the world to do a special panel discussion about open platform, about apps, about what they're thinking about with their clients, their customers, their plans, their secrets, their ideas. Basically bringing together some of the people that are first adopters, early adopters of open platform, getting them to talk about what they see with this new development with BC. And so with that, let's jump into my panel discussion with these five great BC partners from around the world. Hey, this is Brent Weaver, and welcome to the BC Podcast. This month, we have something a little bit special. I brought together a panel of some of the top business catalyst partners in the world, and we're going to be talking about open platform. So I want to just quickly run through who we've got today on the panel. We've got Scott Reynolds of Thryze. Welcome to the program, Scott.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me to participate.
Absolutely. And we've got Mike Salander of Chicago Digital BC Academy and his most recently launched brand, Solid Sky. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Thanks, Brent, for having me.
We also have Phil Lockwood of Creation Chamber.
Hi there.
Adam Cook of One Creative and also Dev in a Box and several other projects he's working on. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Thank you, Brent.
And we've got Joe Welburn of the recently launched Backup BC. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Thanks, Brent.
So our first panel question is going to be, do you think open platform is an important step for the BC ecosystem? And why? And I'd love to start this off with Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It allows partners to solve niche problems that probably aren't worth the engineering time at BC. So if we let BC handle all the important stuff or all the stuff that they need to be able to focus on, and we focus on things, the small things, the specific things that our specific clients need, then I think that's really important, and I think it's gonna completely change the ecosystem, and for in a good way.
Mike, what's your take on whether open platform is an important step for BC?
I agree with Scott, and I think it is an important step. And one of the things that I get excited about is I think that the niche areas that Scott mentioned is fantastic, and looking forward to that. But also for us, it's how do we take the things that we maybe can do today in Business Catalyst, but are not quite as straightforward in the admin, and simplify that process for our clients and make Business Catalyst even easier to use. And that's just ultimately, I think, going to make more business owners stay with the system and be attracted to the system, knowing that their developer actually can customize the system to their specific needs, and that they don't have to go through a bunch of different workarounds.
And Phil, how about you? Do you think open platform is an important step?
Well, I think it's a huge step in the right direction. You know, one of the things that we've always had to deal with as Business Catalyst partners is the limitations of BC. And we have to communicate this to clients and prospects time and time again, saying, look, we really prefer Business Catalyst, but it's not an ideal solution for every situation. Because compared to open platforms, it's always had some pretty hard limitations just in terms of native functionality, things that you simply cannot work beyond. And I think this is Adobe's first really big step toward changing that, really pushing the boundaries of what you can do with Business Catalyst on a native or a semi-native level.
For sure. Adam, how about you? Do you think this is an important step forward for BC?
I think it's huge. The direction that we're going is getting in line with what other people are doing. And I'm not saying you have to follow the trends, but the web as a whole is moving towards the ability to customize things and use APIs in and out of the system to enhance them. And I think BC has just taken their web app ability and made it significantly better with the ability to do that now.
And Joe, what's your take on this?
No, I think there's no question. This is a really important step that BC has taken, and One of those most important ones since they acquired the platform, frankly. The BC engineering team is fantastic, but it's not a huge team and they don't have unlimited resources. And this is a way to unlock potential of any partner who wants to develop on the platform and add new functionality. We've seen this in other platforms, and that's represented a huge boon to those platforms. And I think it's about time that we're doing it. I'm really excited about it.
So there's one kind of question I wanted to ask you guys, and this seems like a little bit of an elephant in the room type question. I've gotten a lot of feedback from partners, having the App Store live, that they think that Open Platform is an attempt at for BC and the Adobe team to outsource their R&D. What's your take on that, Scott?
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that using the community, I mean, there's so much experience and knowledge in the community for us to be able to start working on solutions for our own clients will give the opportunity to give way better feedback to BC. So we'll be able to solve things on our own, but we'll also be able to find things that we won't be able to solve and that BC will have to solve for us. So it's actually a good thing, not a bad thing.
And a couple of us here on this panel are part of the Partner Advisory Board, and I know, Mike, you're part of that. You know, without getting into specifics, like, do you think that, you know, Open Platform is BC's attempt at, like, trying to get away from this stuff, or is it truly an evolution of the platform moving forward?
It's a great question, and I think it's an inevitable realization probably of Adobe and Business Catalyst that in order for Business Catalyst, I think, to continue pressing into the future and becoming or still being the best content management system out there, it can't do it itself. And if you look at other major companies such as Salesforce or Google, they don't do it at on their own. Essentially, they create the platform to allow other developers to enhance their offerings. And I think it's absolutely the right move. And I think that BC refocusing its energy and its attention on supporting the developer and supporting the foundation of the platform, and then allowing the people, like the people here, the people in the community that are on a daily basis interacting with the clients. I mean, these are where the ideas, these are where the things that are really going to set BC apart are going to come from, not, quite frankly, from a team that is just building a content management system but doesn't interact with clients or use kind of websites like we do on a daily basis. So I think it's absolutely the right move, and it's a great strategic move by Adobe, but I think it's also a good move for the partner community as a whole.
And Adam, I think you're itching to get a word in on this one.
Yeah. Well, it's just because it reminds me of the other fear that people have, you know, that I've heard several times. It's, well, what's the distinction between Business Catalyst and WordPress now? You know, I thought that, you know, it being all maintained by BC was the big selling point, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those are just fear. That's all they are. They're just fear. And I don't think that's ever a good reason to hold something back. So the question should be, have we gone forward? Is our ability beyond where it was before? And if so, it's good. It shouldn't matter what those other fears are, whether or not BC is passing this stuff to us. Guess what? Like others have said, that's what other people are doing. It's what other platforms are doing. It enhances the ability of the users and enhances the integration between platforms. That's a good thing.
And it's been interesting, too. I mean, when you talk about the BC team scaling, right? Like it is a limited and finite resource, and I think we've already seen, I don't know what the exact number is, but there's hundreds of people that have submitted applications to be a part of the Open Platform beta, which means there's potentially hundreds of people now developing niche features and functionality for BC, which I can't ever imagine is necessarily a bad thing. And Joe, do you have something on that?
Yeah, I wanted to second something Mike was saying earlier. I'm essentially suggesting that Open Platform has opened up a lot of innovation that we might not otherwise see. And I'm reminded of the old wish list. I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you do, from years ago. There was a wish list. And there's no way a limited engineering team can chase down all of those items. But this is a great
And I think, if you were to look at that wish list, people would put things on there and they'd kind of hope that Adobe took notice. And I think you're spot on with that, Joe, that, now partners have the ability to take the initiative themselves and kind of carry that torch through completion. And now, granted, Adobe, I think, is going to have to solve some of these problems. Like, we can't solve everything, but there's a lot of those things that were probably on the wish list that definitely can be solved. And I mean, you guys, Joe, have definitely done that as well. And Adam, did you have one more thought on that?
Yeah, well, I don't think Adobe should have to chase down everything on our wish lists, really. And where should their time be spent? Like, we talked about them as being a limited resource. Should they be spent focusing on all of our niche wants? Or should they be focusing on the platform itself? Can they enhance the features that allow us to do things? Or should they actually just do it for us? And I love the ability to do it ourselves. You know, if we have our own wish list now. I have a wish list of like 10 apps, and I'm chasing those down, and it's going to benefit the community. And Adobe doesn't have to worry about it. What I have to worry about with Adobe is how well they're enhancing open platform.
For sure. So I want to queue up the next question, and I want to ask, where do you think the biggest opportunity is? Is it building apps for clients, for your own clients, or do you view the biggest opportunity as building apps for the partner ecosystem, and why? And I'd like to get Phil to start us off on this one.
Well, I think that's going to vary from partner to partner. I mean, clearly some people are already thinking of this as a huge business opportunity, which it can be. We don't really fall into that group. Right now, most of our ideas are, what can we do for some of our existing clients or prospects to make the system better customized for their needs? I think that in our particular case, we'll end up creating some apps and we'll add those to the BC App Store, but the App Store piece will be more of an afterthought. Like, hey, we've already built this, we've already invested the time, let's see if we can recoup some of the costs that went into it. But I am looking forward to seeing what some of the other partners come up with, because I think we can put a lot of those to good use. I mean, the BC backup piece is obviously a very valuable app to just about any partner out there, but there's a clear benefit to the clients as well. So I think there are opportunities on both sides.
And Scott, I know you're taking a big jump into this app pool. Maybe you could give us your take on this as well.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's all about the clients. But for the most part, the clients get serviced by the partners. So the apps are for mostly the partners. And yeah, you said I'm taking a big jump, and that's right. I'm putting a lot of focus on making apps for the partners to make it their lives easier or to solve issues.
Mike, how are you approaching this? I mean, you've already launched an app in the store. I know you've got some others in the works. You've also got a thriving client business. You've got a thriving education business. How are you approaching app development in terms of opportunity with both your clients and the partner community?
Sure. For us, the open platform presented a great opportunity to build apps for other partners. And there's just a ton of different things that we do in the course of our agency where we're like, wow, we wish we had this, or we did this really cool thing and we'd like to share that with others. And we made the realization that, you know what, it's not quite, in my opinion, like, hey, I did something and now I want to share it, so I'll put it out there. Like, I feel like these apps really need to have an evolution to it. Like, we need to be supporting them. We need to be continually making updates to it. So for us, we didn't want to just kind of like put something out there. We're like, hey, if we're going to do the app store thing, we're going to really do it. And so what we found is that, yeah, you know what, I don't have the time to do this all myself, and Scott and I together don't. So we found an outside partner, developer to partner with for the Solid Sky company. So it is something separate. There is some common threads to it, but obviously that step alone says a lot for how much opportunity I think there is in creating apps for BC partners.
Adam, how about you?
Well, I mean, my clients are all partners. So, I mean, that part is going to be obvious for me. I'm making them for partners. But, the thought isn't ever about that. It's not like, hey, what will a partner buy? It's what it would be super useful on the platform. What could what would, could be enabled that wasn't there before. And so it's going to be obviously an equal need. The partners are going to need it because their clients need it. And that's my thought.
So I'm going to bring this back to Phil here. How are you approaching this new functionality with your clients? So, I mean, you've said you're mostly focused on the client side of your business. Are you doing anything different in your upfront sales and your conversations with your customers?
No, absolutely not. Because from their perspective, nothing has changed. They don't fully understand what the limitations of Business Catalyst are, and they don't really care. At the end of the day, when they want functionality, they ask for functionality. And we can't really explain to them, there's no reason to, why there's a difference between something that truly is Adobe native and why there's something that might be created through OpenAdmin. To them, it's kind of irrelevant.
And Mike, are you guys approaching your customers in any different fashion?
I think right now it's a little early to be approaching them in a different way. I do agree with Joe that I'm not sure if we will, if it makes sense to do it that way. But I think inevitably it probably will come to the forefront of the conversation as more of our clients or just the general public becomes aware that there is something like the App Store. And we're going to have to figure out, hey, how do we field the questions like, I want these three apps installed on my website, but it doesn't really have the meaning, or it's kind of counterproductive to what's already going on. And so I think right now it's still relatively unknown. I think as it grows in popularity, I think we're going to have to probably have those conversations, whether we bring them up or whether clients bring them to our attention.
Now, are any of you guys, have you approached clients or been talking to clients where the opportunity to have them like finance the build of something has come up? I'm just kind of curious on that line. Anybody experienced that?
Yeah. So this is Scott. I've quoted functionality in BC. The client, so I agree with Phil, right? So the client doesn't even need to know it's an app. I don't think they even care that it's an app. And so I put into the price the cost of how much it would be to develop the app. In this case, I could have gone with a third-party system, or I could build it as an app for in Business Catalyst. And so that's what I did. And I don't think the client even needs to know, or even they wouldn't even care to know that it's an app.
Mike, how about yourself?
Yeah, we, for a client, they do movie reviews, and they're having a tough time using the Business Catalyst interface to input it. So we didn't even think we were going to use apps. We're going to build this whole front end experience and then use JavaScript and a bunch of like trickery, so to speak, to kind of get that into the back end system. And then the open platform came along. We're like, great. We're not going to tell the client about this new thing, but we're just going to build it on this, and then they're going to have the bonus of having this new interface, this experience right in their back end, and the client absolutely loved it. And so that is a time where they did actually front the bill for it. We didn't specifically say we're building an app or open platform or whatever, but we're just saying, hey, this is, you know, X amount of hours it's going to take to put this together. And it's, we're going through the final stages of that now.
And are you guys planning on taking that app and monetizing it after the project?
Not in this case, because it's very specific to the client themselves. I mean, maybe there's other movie review websites out there that would want similar functionality. But even if we don't monetize this specifically, it does create kind of a foundation for kind of a custom interface for web apps. So if we did get another similar request, we can kind of use that as a starting point. But I'm not sure it's really packageable.
And Adam, how about you? Any experience here?
Yeah, well, and like I said, since my clients are all partners, not every partner can make an app. Most partners can't. But that doesn't mean they don't have ideas or that their clients don't have needs. And so, yeah, I have three or four right now that partners are specifically fronting the cost with, you know, well, their client is. Their client doesn't have to know that we're building an app or anything. But I give them a discount, and they know that I'm going to monetize it on the store afterwards. So it just kind of is a win-win. They get it done. They get to see something created, and I get to market it.
So you mentioned you're going to give the customer a discount for you to be able to kind of maintain license to sell it later on. What was the driver for the discount? Like, I'm just kind of curious, like, would it even be possible just to charge your normal rack rate and not, like, discount it for your customer and still monetize it later? Or is that just kind of a courtesy?
It's literally just a courtesy. I could market it, but a lot of partners... Well, a lot of people, I don't know how to say this right. A lot of people don't understand, you know, how it works with development. I develop something, I own it, right? But they think, well, I paid for it, so therefore I own it. And so by giving me a discount, it gives them an idea. It gives me an idea right off the bat of what kind of relationship it is. They're getting something done. They get to feel good about it. Their client gets to feel good about it. And they get to see it marketed at the end, but they also know that, you know, they didn't pay full price and then I'm making a whole bunch of money, which is totally within my rights, but I think it just helps them to feel good.
Very cool. So Scott, I'm going to bring this next one over to you. Is there anything missing from the existing open platform framework to make it really powerful?
More APIs. So there's a lot of stuff that I'd like to tap into that we can't right now. So we have access to the REST APIs for web apps and the file system. And we have some SOAP APIs for e-commerce and the CRM. But there is so much more to Business Catalyst than that. I'd like to see, web forms and the CST and a whole bunch of other things. Now, Business Catalyst says that they're going to be opening up everything eventually. And that's gonna be amazing once we have the whole platform to work with. One other thing you can do is you can still use all of the Business Catalyst modules. So all the stuff we have access to the front end, you can do in the back end as well. So we do have access to a lot of stuff outside of the APIs, which is really good.
Could you elaborate a little bit on that, Scott?
Yeah. So if you need access to certain parts of Business Catalyst, you can still use the tags, the module tags that Business Catalyst offers. So you can do things like bring in certain content and then use that as a part of your app. So we immediately think of the APIs, but we can also use some of Business Catalyst's built-in features to enhance our apps.
Very cool. One question I have just kind of for the group, and I'm not really, I've got some ideas of who is and who isn't, but are any of you guys collaborating with any other partners on app-related projects?
Yeah, I am. I've contracts signed with three other partners. So my next three apps that come out will be me partnering with other partners. So, which is really great. In all the situations, they came to me with an idea and designs, and they need help developing it. So that's worked out really well. We have a BC, I'm going to plug BC Sandpile if you don't mind. We have a BC Sandpile meeting coming up where the concept is going to be about how partners can collaborate on developing apps. So there's a lot of interest in that.
So you mentioned, Scott, you've got a couple of contracts. And you don't need to get me too many details, but I'd love some. I mean, like, how what's that kind of breakdown? I mean, is it just different per agreement? What's your approach on that? Like, who owns the IP? Is it just a split? Are they contracting you to build something, or is it vice versa? Like, maybe just give us some meat and potatoes on that.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. So it depends on what the partner is bringing me and what they need help with. But overall, it's I'm with Adam. The code that I write is mine, and I have full ownership of that once I'm done. As for the who owns the rest of it, it depends on the situation. So I guess the back end stuff, the UI, really Business Catalyst determines what that looks like. So it's really hard to say anybody really owns the back end design of it, right? Because it's all the CSS just mimicking Business Catalyst's admin. So there's not a lot of ownership there. But as for the code, whatever I write, I keep. I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Adam, I think, I know when we had talked a long time ago, you had mentioned that you were potentially going to be collaborating with some other partners. Has any of that panned out?
Well, Not really. I mean, I've built teams, but it's not like, a partner to partner relationship. Really, it's just I'm not against it, but I guess it just really hasn't gone that direction.
I'd like to switch gears here and talk a little bit about app ideas. And I know this might be a touchy subject, maybe a little bit like people are keeping their cards held close to their chest. And I want to start with you, Phil. Phil, do you have anything that you're willing to share, like things that you think either you're potentially working on or you think should be top things that partners should work on?
Yeah, there are a couple that come to mind, and I don't really have any problems at this point throwing them out there because I'd prefer to see them and be able to buy them for 19 bucks than have to go through the hassle of building them right now. There will be other ideas down the road that I think will hold a little closer to our chest, but one thing that we actually need for a client right now and are looking into is a new photo gallery app. The photo galleries on BC fall short in many ways. Number one, the ability to order photos, the ability to preview photos. Anybody who's used the gallery app knows that you choose a folder, but once you go in to do things like put a caption next to each one, all you have is a list of file names, no thumbnails. So you can't even see what photo you're working with unless it happens to have a descriptive file name. So we've got a client who needs something with a better user experience than that. So that's something that we'll probably be doing here within the next few weeks if nobody else does. But if somebody else does, let me know. Besides that, we'd always love to see anything on the map side. I don't know if Jason's planning to do that over at Simple Flame with their BC Map app, but that's one thing in BC that I feel is really, it was never a great solution just because of the shortcomings with the fields that are used to display the bubbles and any functionality in there. That's not one that we're going to build, but it's one that we've been thinking about, one that we'd really like to see.
And I think both of those have somewhat of universal appeal. I mean, one thing that we found with our homepage slider app is that, even though it seemed kind of like a small function within a site, rather, right? A homepage slider, there's the amount of sites that need homepage sliders is huge. And I think the same goes with photo galleries. Most sites have some type of mapping component, or a lot of them do. And I think for partners to really think about those universal utilities that would be on every site. Mike, what about you?
What I'm excited to see for apps is a lot more connectivity with other systems, and we were already seeing some apps come to the store with that. And I know when the App Store and Open Platform was kind of first discussed, there was kind of this disagreement or discussion rather about what's the purpose of apps? Are they to fix things that are wrong with BC or not working correctly, or is it to extend and add additional functionality? And so there's a lot of different approaches to that, but one of the things that excites me and that I want to see is more and more partners just making the integration with other systems really seamless, whether it's other CRMs or email marketing platforms or SEO tools. I think that can go a long way, we're potentially working on some of those things, and I'm excited to see what other partners are doing in that front as well.
Well, and Mike, the reality is that, our clients, use other systems. There's this idea that, BC is an all-in-one and it does do a lot of stuff, but I don't think there's one client out there that has only one piece of software that runs their business. I just don't think that's the reality of, businesses today. And so I think, allowing BC to play really well with others will prove to be a really valuable thing. I mean, there's clients that are just unwilling to move from their current email marketing system. Well, does that not mean that BC could do other great things for their business? And wouldn't it be great if they had like a seamless integration that just worked within their admin? That would be nice. That's how other platforms work. So I think you're spot on that. Adam, how about you? Do you have anything that you're willing to share in terms of app ideas, some specific things that you're either working on or would love to see in the market?
Well, I can tell you the one that I'm working on right now, just because it's not too far from release. Of course, I have to send it to you first, but I'm working on an events app right now, and it's way more functional, than what our existing one is. And we know the limitations of the events module right now, that it's only really got a few opportunities to do things. And if you get outside of its scope, then sorry. But, the ability to to register multiple attendees, to put in pricing rules, and there's plenty of other things. I don't want to talk about other things that I'm working on yet because they're too far from a release, but that's the one that I'm most excited about right now.
And Adam, can you give us an idea maybe of like what has it taken you so far to like do that app? I mean, it seems like you're breaking new ground with what events could potentially do in BC. Maybe shed some light on what your approach has been with that app.
Well, on the coding side, you mean?
Sure. Coding, planning, like what's the thought process that's taken you into choosing that as like the next thing that you build?
Well, I'm not interested in the photo galleries. Sorry, Phil. I'm not interested in the things that I think just, you know, any partner who gets the APIs and is a developer on the system, you know, can do. I want to solve problems that I think could cause, that fixing the problem or solving the problem could cause some major benefits to partners. So if you were able to sell events on Business Catalyst and it was full featured, then how much more money can you make? You know, how much more can you charge your client? How much more can they make, and what can they do in the system? And so those are the kind of things I'm very interested in. It's not just about getting the job done. It's about accomplishing something special that can turn out to be very, very helpful for everybody.
Scott, how do you see partners sharing and exchanging ideas? You know, I think, you know, you've already started doing a little bit of collaboration, but outside of that, I mean, this idea of publishing like an idea list or something like that. I mean, do you see that as something that's possible or that people will, you know, not be willing to share and talk about app ideas?
I think it depends on the partners. So I think any partner that has the ability to create an app might be a little bit shy to share what they're doing. But if you're a partner who's maybe more of a designer or on the business side, I'm sure you'd be happy to collaborate or to contribute to a wish list of sorts. So I really think it depends on the partner. But I've already seen it. Partners are already starting to talk about collaboration, wish lists, and working together. So again, I think it depends on the partner, but I think overall people have been pretty open in sharing what they want and what they want to build.
And Phil, do you see partners sharing a lot? I mean, obviously you shared some desires here. I mean, do you see that as being something that the partners are going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to keep in mind that Adobe's not really breaking new ground here. This is a model that's been followed by so many other platforms, ranging from WordPress to iOS. And I think that you can kind of see how things are going to work out just by using those as case studies. At the end of the day, this is about kind of adding to Adobe's depth of the platform with the breadth of many options from all sorts of different partners. And I think that there's probably going to be very little in the way of competition between partners, you know, when it comes to the opportunities that OpenAdmin really provides.
And does anybody see any problems with partners, multiple partners working on the same ideas? I mean, we actually had our first collision recently, and I'll call your app out, Scott. Your analytics app partner emailed us like the very next day that we launched that and said, you know, gee, I was ready to deliver this app to the store and get it live. Do you guys see any problems with you know, multiple partners working on the same ideas?
Well, I guess I'll jump in. No, I didn't know about that email, but I would imagine if they come out with an app that's similar, but has a different type of feature, maybe something that is better than my app, then I think it's a good thing. I mean, if apps are coming out and they're exactly the same, that wouldn't add any value, but I think competition can be good. And they usually have different flavors anyway. I mean, if you go look at WordPress apps or plugins, you'll see that there are a lot of apps that do similar things. But if you need something custom, you're gonna pick the one that fits your need the best. So over time, I think you're gonna start seeing apps that are similar, but I think the better ones will prevail and or niche ones that are a little bit different than the other ones that will that will help certain people.
For sure. Mike, how about you guys?
I think competition is essential for the marketplace to be successful. And so, you know, welcoming many partners to have, you know, to execute on the same or similar ideas is fine. I think the thing that scares partners sometimes with developing in an app store like this is the fact that all of our code is exposed. So there's very little from a technical standpoint that really stops someone from looking at it, tweaking it, and then re-releasing it. And so that, to me, is absolutely frowned upon. And that's where I think the community would get on people and say that's not okay. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with several people trying to tackle the same problem. Actually, there's a lot of things right with that approach.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, Mike. And I think that was one of Adobe's desires to have kind of the single marketplace solution was, you know, being able to kind of have like one point of quality control to make sure that partners aren't just like ripping off each other's code and that people are doing original work, you know, when it comes to monetizing and licensing that stuff out. So what I want to close up here with you guys is giving you an opportunity to shamelessly plug any upcoming or maybe an already launched product that you either have in the App Store or that relates to apps in some way. You know, Phil, do you have anything that you're wanting to plug or talk about?
No, so we can get me out of the way early.
Easy enough. How about you, Mike? Do you guys have anything going on?
We have an app in the store already called the Solid Admin Menu app, which essentially allows you to do lots of things to customize the menus and the experience inside of the admin console. And some pretty cool things that maybe people don't know is that you don't even have to be an app developer to really kind of build your own front-end app that resides within the system. So our app kind of allows you to do that. So check it out. And that's the Solid Admin Menu app.
Scott, how about you?
Yeah, right now I have two apps in the marketplace. One that we were just talking about, the Google Analytics app. And actually, that one came about by a couple partners coming to me telling me that there was no information available in the community about the new Google Analytics. It's called Universal Analytics. And so I helped those partners with their website, embedding and configuring the analytics code. And so what I did then is just to make it easier, I wrote up a blog entry and then I created it into an app. So it was a nice transition into that. The other one is Bootstrap Manager. So basically you can use the Business Catalyst interface to add styles and to remove JavaScript and CSS to decrease the size of the CSS and JavaScript library. It makes it a lot easier to be able to manage your Bootstrap style. So you could, I don't know, any button that's on your site, you could turn from red to blue just by going in the back and changing just by changing something in a text field, hitting submit, and then everything is updated. So really easy to manage Bootstrap.
And Scott, I'm going to put in a, can I put in a feature request? Is that appropriate?
Absolutely. I'll get that pen out.
I'd love to see a color picker on those hexadecimal options. You know, I'm just a very visual person. That'd be very interesting to be able to have some more utility in there. I don't know if you've already thought about it. Maybe it's already on version 2.
Yeah, I wish we had another hour to talk about this. Yeah, I have a lot of ideas for this app, and that's definitely one, and other people have brought that to me. So that's definitely on the next version. But I also want to add components. So any Bootstrap component that exists, I want to be able to make it so you can easily create, customize, and add it to your site. So imagine a carousel, right? You could just create a carousel on the fly, change out some colors, put some images in, and then just add it to your site. So there's lots of stuff that could go along with that app. And so there's more to come for sure.
Awesome. Adam, how about you?
Well, I do have Dev in a Box on the App Store right now. And Dev in a Box is the easiest, most powerful plugin you can put on BC, in my opinion. Maybe jQuery would exceed that capability or that importance. But it makes it so you can perform the most common JavaScript features without even having to write JavaScript. You just write some data attributes and all of a sudden your forms are submitting with Ajax and validating in line or to copying fields from one to another. It's very powerful, and the update coming out really soon here adds some amazing new features onto it that makes it so it's a no-brainer even for a developer just to use it.
Very cool. And I know obviously you talked a little bit about your events app. Any ETA on that one?
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Soon to pretty soon. That's my favorite response from any developer I ever ask when their project's going to be ready. We did lose Joe, but what I'll do is I'll plug Backup BC for him. Backup BC is very simple solution to actually do kind of import export style backups of all your BC data. And one thing I'll mention about these guys is they've been working on this project for a long time. They modeled a lot of what they did off of other systems that have similar types of plugins. So they did the right homework on this one. And I think they also spent a lot of time beta testing it with a core group of customers. And right now, and I'm not trying to create any unnecessary competition, but right now Backup BC actually holds the record for the most apps purchased in a single transaction. So I will, I can't say anything more on that, but they're currently holding that crown. So I know a lot of people were waiting for this app for a long time, and based on what we've seen, a lot of customers are really happy with the results. So happy to plug that for you as well, Joe. So with that, guys, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about open platform and apps today. I think this style of podcast is, I was really happy with the results, and I'm hopefully going to do more panel discussions in the future. So I just want to thank each of you for joining us today and wish you all the best in your endeavors.
Thanks, Brent.
Yeah, thank you, Brent.
Appreciate it.
Well, there you have it, guys. Great panel discussion from some of the top BC partners in the world. You know, really appreciate these guys taking the time to join us. In open platform, you know, I mean, it is a big new feature with Business Catalyst, and all these people that we had on the program today, you know, they are all taking advantage of it in a different way, and that's really what I wanted to bring forward with that podcast. But, you know, I also want to touch, you know, we've spent a lot of time on open platform this year, right, for the first quarter of this year, but there's more stuff from BC coming, right? Like, I mean, there are things that are now being opened up within the Partner Advisory Board, which are being tested in kind of a private alpha. Like if we want to just call the PAB group the alpha group, right? So there are features that are coming out in private alpha. They're getting the testing, the feedback that they need. They're going to then move to some kind of private beta, just like we've done with Open Platform, and then move out to the entire community in a public fashion. So, you know, I just want to get people excited that there is more coming for Business Catalyst. Like the developments that have been going on this year, I think has been what partners have been waiting for a long time to happen. And I think initially when Open Platform came out, there was almost like some skepticism, like why this feature at this time? You know, is BC trying to like walk away from this type of platform or not? And that's like so far from the truth, you know, because they're really putting some amazing features into Business Catalyst. You know, and I think you're going to see that continue to evolve this year. So Open Platform, again, just in its infancy, it's coming out in public beta very soon, probably shortly after this podcast is released. There's also going to be some other amazing announcements coming from the BC team in regards to the partner program, in regards to templates being available for the community. So lots of good stuff coming down the pike. So that's it for this month, episode 36 of the BC podcast. Stay tuned. Next month, we're going to have more great guests on the program. If you would like to be on the program, shoot me an email, brent@bcgurus.com. Looking forward to talking to you guys next month. That's it.